tuning in to the Sleight of Hand Podcast, episode 58, live in the new location.
Woo!
And I'm super excited about that. How's everyone doing today?
Good. Good. Feeling jazzed.
Taking naps in the parking lot, getting arrested, getting ready for recording.
I got the time wrong. Sorry.
You could have just let it slide and nobody would have known it was you.
You know, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're fired.
That's the problem with having to wear masks all the time now. Everyone thinks
me staring at Chris and Thomas.
It is my fault, but it's not my fault.
He brought coffee and I brought him.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All right. Well, we'll blame the coffee.
I brought
late.
My presents.
We need the... Oh, jeez.
The greatest gift of all.
The greatest gift.
Oh. Derek. Doing good. Glad to be...
Came with a gift receipt.
Derek.
Oh, jeez. No.
I want a different one. It's not the right size.
Anyways, I'm excited to be playing. What was that?
Did you try it on first?
It's not the right size. It's not the right size.
Actually, Ian, I'm excited too. Want to know why?
Why?
Why? Because you can subscribe to our patreon.com/SOH network. Yes, that's right. We have our own Patreon. We probably mentioned it a couple times, but have you paid attention? Probably not, because we don't have your money. And you know why we need your money? It's so we can get better equipment, better studio equipment, all that jazz. So we could be presenting more things to you, like merch, shirts, stickers. I know those will all be jumbled up into merch, but guess what? We can do even more of that. All it takes is at least just $1 that's probably in your pocket that you're probably not going to use. You're probably spending it on junk food, which you don't need right now. Or you're just going to lose it in the laundry. Just $1 a month. Hey, if you can't even do that, just share it. Just post it on there. Spread it. Put it on your grandma's wall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like whatever it is. If you need to Venmo someone to do it for you, go ahead and do that. Remember, that's patreon.com/SOH network.
Just remember, $1 a month is cheaper than one meal at Chipotle.
Yes, statistically that is true.
In fact, our second tier is cheaper than a meal at Chipotle.
For an easy $5 a month.
Yeah.
You can also donate as much as you want as well. But again, don't need to, as long as you spread it. But I mean, come on, it's $1. Do it.
I feel like that's the new Nigerian prince thing is, look at our Patreon.
Hey, I mean, we do appreciate for all the ones that we do have. I'm just saying, Steven, you could do it as well. It's easy as 1, 2, 3, a click, and just put in your credit card. Hey, you know what you could do? You can ask your mom. That's a good birthday present. Subscribe someone else to a Patreon. Boom.
Just put it on their card and don't tell them.
Yeah.
For $1, they won't know. Anyways.
Tell them.
What's this charge? Yeah. Don't listen to that advice. Well... Time to play in the sky, if you know what I mean. The Isle of Giants. We flash back on a large looming hall filled with paintings of past giant royalty and family bloodlines. Dark and gloomy, with torches lighting dimly left and right of each realistic scene or portrait. Standing 20 to 30 feet in height and 16 to 20 feet in width, lined with golden frames, the historical story of the great giant leaders who once ruled the skies. You see young Sparrow in awe of these towering scenes. Mother, do you think any of these giants were good? Well, I suppose it's possible. Yes, although I don't think any of them are in rule quite at the moment. Sister, Estella, do you have any idea of why Father's up here anyways? It just doesn't make any sense. Don't you think that he would go back to Laredra and just start over? He's a coward in my eyes.
I honestly don't care why he's here. We just gotta find him. Let me take care of the rest.
You think he's just here to...
I really don't care. He could be on the streets dying for all I care. I will find him.
I just feel like he had something to do with the suffering my daughter has been going through.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I know I wasn't around. I didn't even know I had a sister growing up, but I'm glad that we could be together now and figure things out for once and all.
Well, Stella doesn't really respond. Say anything. She acknowledges that she heard it, but it's just like she still gives off the vibe. It's just like, yeah, we kind of just met and you're being very welcoming, and she still has her guard up on that.
Yeah.
And she's probably not hiding it, but she's definitely starting to make her way to where she believes they could advance her future victories.
The scene pans to Sparrow as her mother and aunt lose their attention on the young one, enamored by a scenic painting on the wall. Sparrow, don't touch anything, please, please, Twilight shouts in desperation. But it's too late. Sparrow and her curiosity is already halfway through the painting as the rippling canvas consumes her. Twilight runs over to the painting and can see it waving ever so slightly like water coming in onto the shore. Estella, please, I can't lose her again. Will you help me get her back?
She does a hard roll of the eyes and makes sure this is apparent and that she is probably getting annoyed with these two more than happy that she's found family. And how old is Sparrow?
She's like 8 years old.
8 years old. All right. She's going to go up to Twilight and just kind of get like, I assume they're kind of like the same height, basically the same height.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to look at her and go, I'm going to help this one last time. If she keeps on doing this, I'm done. I'm sorry, and I really, really want to help you both. But with the other group, I was having more, an easier time of filling this, whatever it is I want to fill out. You two keep on putting a pin in it. I will help her. I will help you. This is my last time. Next time, I'm just going to do this by myself. And she just doesn't wait for her response. She's just kind of walking to where Sparrow was going.
And Twilight just kind of like caught off guard by your response. And you see Twilight kind of run up the hall and look at the painting and kind of touch it. And then she puts her hand through and she walks through what seems to be some sort of portal.
So I'm going to do a quick perception around, see if there's anyone there or anyone that could possibly notice them.
Like in the hallway in the buildings and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
15.
You have dark vision?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. You look up and down the hallways and you do not see anyone of interest. You look up, you check the paintings, you look at the eyes just because anything can happen. And nothing appears to be moving other than this one painting. And do you enter?
Yeah, she'll begrudgingly enter.
Okay. So you enter in through the painting and you already see your sister. She's just running. And as you walk into this painting, you see this kind of very fae-like opening, this grass meadow, tall trees, overgrown flowers, vines consuming an open field of grass lined with white flowers pulsing with life. Sitting under a blue and green glimmering sky, in the middle of the field are three stone statues of human-sized figures overgrown in vines and thin branches. The castling trees appear to be pulsing out black sludge and ichor into the earth, along with a orange and red portal into nothingness going into the earth. You see this blue river running through this open field with three small plank bridges crossing to other sides, and you see your niece sitting at the bottom of a tree with three children, and you know that these children to be Elkin.
Like?
Elkin, like Silvana.
What are they, just playing, like happy, or is she like being surrounded, or?
So they're just, she's sitting down, like just talking to them. They look startled.
They look startled.
Yes, they look like scared.
We're gonna, let's see. We're gonna get
up to twilight. Okay.
At least 30 feet away, and Estelle's gonna catch or cast.
catch
these hands. thaumaturgy on her own voice.
Okay.
Making it boom up to 3 times as loud for a minute, and just go, Sparrow.
And you see Sparrow like look back at you. And you see Sparrow look back at you. Estella, Aunt Estella, mother, they're scared. They're trapped here. Twilight responds. I don't know if we should be dealing with this right now. We need to get back out into the halls. No, we can't. We need to help them. Estella, have you seen these before? I've never seen a beast like that.
No, I have not, and we should not bother with things we don't understand, especially in an area where we don't understand. I don't care if these things look scared. They aren't our problem. Get your daughter, and let's go.
Estella, I don't know what Father did to make you so heartless, but can you loosen up a little bit? Just for 1 second.
Okay, you come into my life and expect me to do everything that you want me to do? I have a goal, and I've been doing just fine going to it. And then you two come along, make me abandon my crew. Without even letting me say goodbye or explain myself. So now I'm going to have to deal with that on my own. And while I'm sure you two will just disappear. You say you're treating me like we're best friends and that we've known each other all life. I don't even know you. I don't know her. I don't owe you anything right now. What I owe is actually to reunite with the whatever he's calling it, whatever Jaegers where they are today. They're the only things that I owe. But that's after I get what I want. So grab your daughter and let's leave.
Don't you think that our business with our family should be our families and not your friends that you met a couple months ago on the streets? Just because I wasn't in your life doesn't mean that I didn't want to be in your life. Yeah, Dad's an ass, but...
You don't even know the half of it. And she'll start walking up to Sparrow in a calm, like, manner, yeah. At least for the other three things. But she's definitely giving off the vibe to Twilight, who is a adult who could probably read emotions better than children, that mm-hmm. They are walking on thin ice with her. So, going closer.
So, Estella and Twilight approach...
And I'll do a perception check to see why they might be scared. And I'm just assuming it's because of Sparrow, because they're scared around her.
She's a scary little kid.
A scary little kid.
Well, if you spent your whole life around other Elkin, and all of a sudden this crazy, like, cut-in-half person ran up to you.
You know, that's actually a pretty good point. If all you ever have seen is Elkin, and then somebody who's missing the elk part. What monster are you?
What happened to you?
23. So, the one that's sitting the closest to the water braves up to you. And it crosses the water and just stands kind of in the water. About 5-10 feet away from you and Twilight. Twilight's kind of like holding her hands on both of her daggers. And looks over at you to like make sure you're being cautious, but already realizes you are. And the Elkin speaks up and says, you guys look like the statues in here.
What is she, how's she speaking?
Common.
Oh, okay.
Elk.
Just walks up.
Kill it.
Dinner.
Put off its misery.
God, I need to recover from that.
It's good when you can make yourself laugh.
Yeah.
It's like a goat.
A billy goat. This is Billy.
That's silly.
You guys look like the statued ones that get put in here. This is a trap. We're stuck in here. We used to be children. We used to be kids in orphanages in Lavertil. And we'd be taken by the Lavertil family and the Shaycrest family. And we'd be given to this girl named Sylvana, and she would do these rituals with elk and blood and sacrifice, and we didn't all make it. My brother didn't make it. And we're just put in here like animals in a cage. I think 50 years have gone by. These statues of people who would come and visit royalty here over time, think that they're in for a good deal, would be shown this magical painting, and then end up like that. And the Elkin points across the water at the three stone figures. I don't even know how to get out, and I don't want to end up like them. And this little girl, this sparrow, she says, said that you guys have the ability to help us and that you guys are heroes.
Derek laughs at himself and goes, I don't, because I didn't prepare that spell.
With a heavy sigh, she'll look at the statues and she'll go to expect them, but like cautiously.
Okay.
She expects to go alone, also if Twilight's following her, but she's cautiously expecting to go alone.
Yeah. And I want you to roll a perception now that you're in here.
Can I use my passive perception?
Would you like to use your passive perception instead?
19.
With a 19, you know that every plant in here is living and breathing, but is remaining still.
It seems like Mother Nature's doing its work.
But you know more so, in a magical way. Not in a Mother Nature way.
Do I get a hostile? What kind of plants are these? Just,
Do you have nature check?
Nature, I got that. I don't got that.
18.
You know, and you've heard stories when you were really little in Laredra before all hell broke loose in your life, of elders talking about these grand trees called treants.
Ooh.
These treants, however, are very, very not lively. They have this black ooze kind of like pulling from them. And you also notice that some of the bushes in here, sometimes you feel like they kind of move a little bit. Like, and then they just sit. Almost like you're being watched by them. But they're not making any aggressive movements. You notice that as you get over to the stone statues.
Okay.
So you get over there. And what did you want to do with the statues?
I'm going to examine them.
Okay.
Do they look like they're in silly positions, or do they look like they're made? Human, or man or woman made?
They look like they were...
Like, do they look in normal statue poses, or more like this is like...
Like frantic a little bit, like caught off guard. Okay. Weird expressions. Like if it was a normal statue that you would put in a courtyard or something like that, not in a victorious pose or anything like that. Kind of like caught off guard, startled a little bit.
Like they had Chipotle and they're like, oh, it's hitting.
It's hitting, but I don't think anything's going to come out because we're stoned.
Do they look similar? Like... Like, do they look like they're like part of a set, or like matching? Like,
the tallest one looks the oldest. Like, it's covered in dirt and the most vines. Followed by the human to the left, and then there's a one that you would recognize as a tiefling. You've seen tiefling before, and this one doesn't have as many vines crawling over it. Like, this was probably the newest addition. As you're looking at these more in depth, the little Elkin walks up behind you and tells you, there is a very evil woman, Shara and Sylvana. And they turn them into stone. They bring them in here, lure them. I don't know, maybe seduce them in some way or the other way around. I don't know.
And how old are you?
I've been here for probably over 100 years.
And you just look like a child?
We take a long time to age to full size.
All right, it's just a little weird when you speak of seducing. That's just, my bad. She's going to pull out the dagger. What was it? Emerald? Green jade?
Yeah.
And she's going to go up to one of the that has the least amount of vines.
Okay.
And try to, like, cut the vines off.
All right.
But so, I want to like have my guard up.
Yeah. So you successfully start cutting the vines off and they just kind of pull back into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that with the other two?
I want to see what happens first.
Yeah. So you do that and you just kind of clean it off and it's still a stone statue.
Do like the vines like wither away like they are a being kind of thing? Like they're like, oh, don't get stabbed. Let's go away. Okay.
Yeah.
So she'll put the, dagger back and just use her staff to kind of move the other ones then. Just kind of, if they be a little, they're being a little, not cooperative, just give them a little whack.
Yeah. So you spend about 10 minutes doing that and you get all the statues cleared off. So. And, roll a Arcana check.
Twenty, not natural.
You have you with your 20, you know that this is transmutation magic.
Would I know how to get rid of it?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Better swim.
How would Estella go about getting rid of this.
It needs a restoration greater. Spell, yeah? What?
Greater
restoration, which I don't have planned.
Yet.
Well, there went the
I would
episode.
Have to wait a day.
Gonna have a little camping trip with Estella and her niece.
Twilight walks over and says, "What's going on? Are these prisoners? Have you seen these?"
She's getting like really annoyed with like questions that's like these are obviously answered. She's just annoyed with the whole situation. And she just says yes.
Before you finish asking the question, yes.
And
it's better than the train.
Or the plane.
Sparrow sees you guys talking and doesn't even talk. She just walks by you guys. She can see and sense that you're being frustrated with her mother. And she just goes up and touches the statue in the middle and casts Greater Restoration. And you start to see the stone crumble off of the body slowly. And she does that two more times with the other ones. And then she walks away and goes back to sit with the kids like, suck it.
Weird flex.
Weird flex, but okay.
And so the first person that comes to is the center statue. And Christopher, what do we see?
By the way, Estella will have her guard straight up.
Oh, yeah. And Twilight pulls out both of her daggers, like,
whoosh. Not like in, like, we're here to, like, attack, but it's like, please don't mess with us.
Estella, I'm going to back up a little bit.
I'll stand my ground.
Okay.
I'll try.
What you see first, or what do you hear first?
Whatever both. You want.
As I was telling you, the way to reach the destination is not down the path of violence, but down the path of... where did he go? Who are you?
Who are you?
I asked first.
We saved you.
If there's anyone going to be saving in the name of my goddess, it's going to be me.
Who do you worship?
As of not your concern, unless you want to be saved, and mind you, I don't think you want to.
Do you want to go back to like these two?
Which is what? Oh, where do these two come from? And I see, obviously, two other guys slowly coming too.
Yeah.
But all of that aside, hello, my name is Zornikov, and I am the shield of my goddess. Who are you?
And she'll...
Twilight's like, shields do stay still, don't they, sis?
Ignoring the comment completely. Puts her dagger away. They go like, we're chill. You chill. And reaches out her hand to shake it. She notices the size difference between the hand. But she's prepared to get the best grip strength she got for dominance. But she's probably going to
One finger.
Where are you?
Huh?
What are you?
What do you look like? Zornikov is a 6'2" Goliath.
He's a shrimp.
Hey, you're a tiny Goliath. Okay, never mind.
Short squat.
Yeah. So, intimidating to most everyone except probably his brothers and sisters, of which he has.
Still taller than
Take a break, Johnny.
And so, she'll go and shake your hand.
But yes, Zornikov will politely reach out his hand and. Not even actually giving a squeeze. We'll just kind of put it out for a shake.
And she gives a firm grasp once she feels like, okay, he's not breaking my hand. And she goes, Estella, champion of the Raven Queen.
Of the who?
Who do you follow?
That is not your concern.
Twilight's like, the Raven Queen. You've never heard of her?
Frankly, no. My apologies. I'm still new to this whole, you know, covenant? Not sure. Unfortunately, my master, I haven't been able to locate him for some time. Have you seen a dwarf with a very bright red beard around. I've been trying to find him for the last age, but...
She's going to look him up and down and see if she sees, notices any symbols or... any, like...
Like religious symbols or pendants. Yeah.
You will see an emblem. You might not recognize it at this time because the shield looks like it's heavily used.
It's it like might slashed
not,
and hit.
Might not have been... a new shield for him, but one he inherited from perhaps either a fallen comrade or just, again, he received it from his
could
instructor.
Could you religion check to see if I recognize this?
You could. Yeah, yeah.
19.
So with a 19, Estella, you would recognize the symbol, and your character responds with... Mm.
Well, anyways. Oh, you asked my goddess. My apologies. Lyra. Lyra's right. Yes, I think so.
And she walks up to him a little bit and just kind of gently places her hand on the shield, just kind of examining it.
Like to look at it? Like to tilt it and look at it?
Or just like see and just like gently run her fingers along it. What does she represent?
Of joy, of course.
Do you mean...
This is not...
Lyra? Do you mean that?
Mean what?
Lyra.
The goddess of joy?
Yes, of course.
You said...
What other god would I worship?
You said god of illusion.
And your shield doesn't seem to be an illusion, the emblem it's putting off.
I apologize. My brain's a little foggy. I don't know. And what? I'm not enjoying this brief interrogation. And
I'm just.
And, nope. And why don't you talk to these two?
conveniently not interested.
Yeah. And
he turns around and he starts like storming off a little, like not too far, but
yeah,
he's obviously a little perturbed and
shaking
confused.
Rocks off of his body, like. The next person to come to is Justin. Justin, what do we see?
Okay. You see
and hear.
You see a about easy 6 foot tall.
Tall man.
Yeah. Six foot tall. Shorter than Johnny. Jet black hair, kind of swept back. Like a little bit denser 5 o'clock shadow. Tight fitting. Kind of a white long shirt with a bits of leather armor, bracers, kind of a breastplate, strapped with a few different knives and a curved blade on his hip, the pommel with kind of like a looks like kind of like a bird. And a kind of flowing gray, almost silk, almost looking overcoat. As he kind of comes to, he steps forward a little bit, regains his composure, and looks around and looks to his left and right, and says, "Well, hello. It's not every day I'm saved by two beautiful women."
He's a charmer, sis.
And she sighs and just goes like, "I understand what's in front of me. You don't have to be so... You don't have to be a captain of obvious."
Although I don't think that. I don't think that my ex would like this. I don't think he'd like you too much.
I'm sorry, my voice might be a little gravelly at the moment. My name is Yuri.
Estella.
Twilight.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
And that's, what was your name again? That's Grumpy.
I've taken found like a dead tree, and I've just like picked it up and thrown it as far as I can.
Oh, he seems, very lively.
He's supposed to be joyful, which is weird.
It's a form of joy, it looks like.
And what was your name?
He kind of massages his neck. Oh, I have great endurance, but I haven't been this stiff for this long before. My name is Yuri. What is your name?
Stella.
Stella, thank you.
Do you remember how you got here?
Well, I was enjoying a few drinks with some more beautiful women. This is a great castle. I love it.
The castle of what?
Well, it's in the sky.
Okay.
But, yes, fine food, drink. This is a little foggy, though.
She's going to observe him and see if she recognizes any symbols of holiness.
Do we recognize any symbols on your body?
No. No symbols. Nicely made clothes with some kind of stylish filigree on some of the leather pieces. But no, nothing. Yeah. Nothing marking as far as symbols or organization or anything like that.
Kay. Do you happen to know that one? Pointing at the Goliath.
So, yeah. And at this point, I've turned around. You can hear the...
It's heavy stomper.
Yeah. Well, it's it's chain mail. A lot of chain mail and a big old shield. My apologies. I am all better now. Where are we?
Introduction.
You look fun. What is your name?
Oh, my name is Yuri. And yes, I am a lot of fun.
Oh.
We will depending on who you ask, of course.
I think we will get along just fine. My name is Zornikov.
Oh, Zornikov, okay.
Ah.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
A bit of what?
This third one is coming to the horned one. And Thomas.
As the stone cracks off, you see dark red, the color of blood, skin. It's got horns that kind of curl upward, messy black hair. As his face clears off, you see his eyes. They're just pitch black. He gets cracked out and starts shaking off the dirt.
He's on crack?
Cracked out. Yes.
I can't believe those giants. I should have known. Who are you people? Where are they?
Hey, brother. You need to calm down a bit.
There's no giants in here.
I mean, there's that guy.
He is pretty big.
Are you in league with them?
A league with who?
Should have known those giants were up to something.
You seem to have a lot of anger. Have you thought about different positions and cradling?
What's wrong with the tree?
Say what?
Who are you people?
Who are you?
I don't know. I mean, you seem so angry that your skin, it's red. Did you know this?
Yes, I know my skin is red.
Estelle does that, like...
They call me Korup.
Korup?
Korup.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
With a K or a C?
What a C.
What's a C?
How do you spell it?
Are you guys also
I've never wrote
common?
My name before, just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Common.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Korup. It seems you're a little excitable. He'll kind of pull out a flask and shake it a little bit. Well, I still have some. Do you drink?
All the time.
Well, here, save some for the rest of us, please.
This is very nicely aged, actually.
Only the best. And he'll take a sip. Does anybody else want a drink?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, maybe later.
I like to be the one in control.
Oh, I like that.
And Stella's just rubbing her temples.
Keep it in there, big guy. We got stuff to do.
So, did any of you guys notice each other when you came in here to become frozen in rock? When did you come here?
Not question, but I mean, Lavato has just broke ground, and I don't know. The other factions are a little antsy about it all, but, I mean, you knew that, of course.
Yes, totally. Anyway, what year is it for you?
I'm confused. Why are we talking about time? We all know what time it is.
Don't worry. You might want to sit down.
I don't know. You see him start to pray.
Stomping up. No, pray over here!
Your deity is long gone, fool.
When was Lavatil made?
Like 40 years ago.
Yes, a long time.
Same time?
About, yes.
And you said it just got built?
What?
You said it just got built?
It is being built. They have only broken ground.
So I have some bad news for you. You've been here for at least, I'm guessing, 40 to 50 years, possibly.
I don't understand.
Congratulations, you're very old. And you still look great.
I'm only a year over 28.
You're probably around, like, 68.
Huh.
Wait, you're over 28?
Just a year.
So you're 29?
That would be math.
69, nice.
Well, that's my favorite number, okay.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
You don't know the half. Anyway, sit down if you want. I really don't care. You have been petrified, it seems like, for... You sucks. Been here for quite a while. You two seem to be more here recently.
How long have the giants here been trading in lives?
They have been...
They're giants?
2 years.
It had only been 6 months when I came here.
So about a year and a half ago?
It's not good. They're gonna get it.
Wait, they've been trading in lives?
Slaves.
Oh, that's new. That's even worse than what I was coming for.
And what were you coming for?
Let's say shady business practices.
Hmm? So the usual.
He's so hot.
Again, she just starts, like, finger on the bridge of her nose.
Johnny's gotta kill you.
Estella? Estella, you can't tell Johnny.
Johnny and Yuri, you're gonna get along. Great.
Anyway, all right. So we got a couple of options. You two seem you at least. What was it? You're corrupt.
Yeah.
Seem to have business here. You two, I don't know why you're here.
Well, I was following the stranger.
The stranger.
Yes. I don't know his name. He never responded to any of my questions. But he seemed. Somewhat interested.
Were you here in the Isle of Giants?
Hmm?
Where are you? Where do you think you are, I should say?
Well, I mean, we are in between Lavatil and... what was that dock city? I can't remember. And yes, the stranger, he had a... He was a good listener. Didn't talk much.
You might want to sit down again.
Allowed me to prattle on, and then all I remember was I started feeling rather cold while I was getting ready for sleep, and then, well, then you appeared.
And Yuri, do you know where you are?
Yes, I'm in the Isle of Giants.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you have just worst luck today.
I don't believe in luck.
All right, cool.
Call it fate then. Yours is bad.
I trust in my goddess above all things to provide me with the joy to persevere.
I look around, and do I see any other statues? Or if they are they in, like, good condition? Or are they, like, chipped away, broken, or anything?
You see a couple other ones that are shattered.
Do I get any read of, like, are they similar to these guys? Or is it just a variety of, like...
They probably were at one time... prisoners in stone that they got upset with and so just permanently killed while they were rocks.
Gnomes, halflings, and all that?
Yes. Actually, dwarves and halflings, mostly. And one other human that you can make out of based on the size of the rubble. Through the stone, you can see it's got a red beard. No, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm going to look over at the children. Do they seem to be less frightened?
You look over to the children, Elkin, and you see Sparrow and them just kind of... Sparrow's trying to cheer him up. They're kind of giggling a little bit. And right as you look over, you see the trees and the brush kind of break away. Everyone roll a perception check.
This is going to go great.
Woo! How good are you guys right out of stone?
22.
Are you allowed to have a zero?
Yeah.
You can have negative.
I rolled a one, and I have a minus one, so...
So he not only did he get a crit fail, but he got... Yep. You have some dirt in your... stone in your eyes.
Stone in your eyes.
Cement. I also got 22.
I'm blind!
22.
I'm obviously distracted with my own story. I rolled an 11.
Hey, better than any of the other characters.
And Twilight gets a 18. So 22s. You guys look over and you see a full-grown... Elkin walk out of the trees. Estella, you know this Elkin to be Sylvana.
No hesitation. Seeing her, she is going to cast... let's do Guiding Bolt.
All right.
Twenty-one.
That hits.
Does.
That's 11, 13, 14 radiant damage, I believe.
14 radiant damage.
Well, I accidentally rolled it again. I didn't mean to 14, do that.
14.
Yep.
14. And you hit her right in the... right in the shoulder as she like shrugs back. She's like, I see we meet again, Estella. And she cocks her bow and she knocks an arrow in her bow.
Thank you.
She cocks her double barrel shotgun.
He's been asleep for a long time.
Does a 15 hit?
Does not. She'll lift up her shield let it deflect.
So, and it deflects right off your shield and just kind of like flies into the air. And at this time, roll for initiative.
All right.
Well, just Estella, right?
I was going to say, am I in this fight? Because I don't feel
I mean, a whole lot of...
You can make your decision in your initiative order.
I think...
Yeah.
Look, a pretty elk thing.
I think Estella would get off a vibe like she hates this person.
I don't know. You've not been too friendly for yourself.
Neither have you.
What was yours? 26.
Dang, bro. You're good going job.
I get a plus 11.
Did you get alert?
Nope.
Really?
What'd you roll?
11.
I have no initiative bonus.
I get to add my charisma modifier.
Oh, there you go.
Corrupt.
Which three? Makes total sense.
Three.
That dice is going to jail
for
a little bit.
Two. Zornikov has 9. Zornikov. Shout out to you if you can figure out what that name means.
And how you spell it? Old Twilight.
You don't know how to spell it?
Just how it sounds.
I'm guessing.
It's very phonetic. It is very phonetic.
It's Russian. It's phonetic.
It's not Russian.
It.
Okay. 16.
It's Bulgarian.
It's Bulgarian. It is.
We need Wi-Fi in here.
Wi-Fi lit.
Got that 5G.
That 5. We need that 10G internet. And first up is Yuri, because that was insane.
Do I want to know?
Yuri, your turn.
I'm sorry.
Pause. We'll pause this.
Pause.
Yuri.
Hmm. Well, I think wasn't really planning on fighting, but okay. Let's see. I will move. 2, 3, 4, 5 Ah! She liked it.
Jeez and rice.
Seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
Are you dashing?
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15, 16, right? Yes, I can move, dash is an action, dash is a bonus action.
Holy moly.
Rogues are fast if you just want them to run.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he's not going to do that. He's going to, one, two, three, he's going to stay there, and then he's going to use my,
these kids will be fine.
Action to use the dodge action. Actually, it doesn't matter because I can do that for
a reaction.
Anyway.
Not timeout, but this is... Does Estella know... Who left first? Did Estella leave first or did Kree and Adam leave first?
For what?
Adam left right after Estella.
But the thing is, they were in the party and you didn't know.
No, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, so Estella left first.
Yep.
Okay.
You just know that we're supposed to kill that thing and it's alive again. Yes.
Yeah, because we kind of actually left at the same time in a way.
And...
Yeah, but I just wanted to know if, like, if you guys left first. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Left would imply that it was voluntary.
And then Yuri will kind of crouch and get ready to dodge in case if she throws another arrow or something. But that's about all he's going to do. And as he runs by Twilight, he'll give her a little wink.
Slow mo.
Boing. And then, Naruto
runs
Mr.
away.
Mr. Steel Girl.
Oh, that's why Johnny's gonna hate him.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I love that. I love that so much.
And she sees that you're just like bull rushing across, no fear in your eyes, and she goes to shoot two arrows at Yuri.
Okay. Disadvantage.
Okay.
19.
Ouch. Hits.
And then second attack. 3 and 3.
23
hit.
Ouch.
Okay. And she hits you for... She hits you for 5 piercing damage and 40 poison damage.
40?
4D.
40.
40. 40.
40.
Okay, uncanny dodge.
Yeah.
So that's...
Dang.
So that's how much again?
That would be five piercing damage.
45. Okay, that's like 23 damage after uncanny dodge.
At least we got a... A rogue that can do something.
And
I'm not gonna get killed before I can do anything.
Next up is Twilight. And Twilight sees you just get pelted.
Papa.
And she's just like,
ow.
Not my man.
I like her, she's like, ooh, my ex wouldn't like this, but I do.
I do.
Mm. However, that does acknowledge Johnny had a chance.
It's true. He had a chance.
Cannon now.
It's going to be a little weird flirting with Ian.
Chance.
It's actually not that hard to clean.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Or me. I just realized my other character who he was.
I need to know what plane we're on.
Do you?
And what's
kind of.
So, 4th level spell would be 3.
She's plus three native to this Feywild, right?
Still puts her in a...
I don't think so.
And, basically for Twilight starts waving her hands, and she shoots 6 magic missiles at Sylvana.
Oh, I thought Sylvana was doing that, and I was like, shoot, this... No. Ranger!
6.
Ranger danger!
and hits for 16 points of magical damage. And next up, it is now Estella.
Just looking around and getting a feel, because I have been there before.
Yep.
Do I get this that this is a Feywild plane or a different plane?
You think it's a different plane.
Cool. Do I just go ahead and do that?
I mean, should I?
I mean, come on.
Funny.
Jokes on me.
All right, cool. She's just going, I don't have time for this. Make a charisma saving throw, please.
All right.
Charisma.
Frick! That's exactly what you needed. Cool, so she just is like holding her staff and points at her. And banishment does not work.
Not today, Estella. Have you seen your friends yet? Have you seen Cree and Adam lately?
Have you?
Yes. Yes, I have. You can thank Adam for all of this.
I really don't care what you have to say or what. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Keep your mouth shut.
She did not get her quick-wittedness. Dutch's quick-wittedness.
Shut up.
And she's going to turn at the other two and go, hey, you two, you don't have to do anything.
Twilight's see like, that yes, thing? You do need to do something.
See that thing over there? That hideous beast? Why don't you, you look like you can mess her up.
Huh? Zornikov, it's your turn.
Points
I'm
at,
assuming that was your turn.
Yeah. Points at Zornikov. Going, you look like trying to encourage you.
Yeah, so... So where am I?
You are.
For the audience.
Yeah, so we are located in... I'm assuming around some trees, mm-hmm. And she's in the middle of a clearing about, that's what, 160 feet away?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Zornikov starts walking, wading through the river, disregarding the fact that there's a bridge just 10 feet away. And he starts walking to be in between... Elk Lady, main nemesis that I'm blanking on name.
Sylvana.
Sylvana.
I mean, yeah. Zornikov wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know. And the rest of the park was like, oh, come. I see that there's been some words, some magic, some not magic thrown between us, but we can be happy. We don't need to fight, right? And he's like... He's holding his shield in a defensive way and then unhinges his boar hammer because he's ready to do what's needed, but if he can avoid a fight, he's going to do it. Friends? Not friends. I'm getting a lot of silence and I'm going to fill it with my...
Everyone's like, get on it!
So,
yeah. Yuri will say, she just shot me, just so you know.
Yeah, she shot me.
He's like, as he's taking one of the arrows out of the out of his breastplate.
All right.
Paid good money for this.
And you are, you're a few feet in front of me. I will start positioning to kind of get in between you and Sylvana, seeing as I have a good old shield and I have 30 movements.
That would be 30 from where you started.
Yeah, yeah. So
then you can action dash.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm not taking any action, okay. So I can dash. So it's like, come, I can be your shield.
Oh, jeez. You're not going to do what I think you're going to do.
Yes, you.
No. Oh, yep. No.
And that is essentially my turn. I keep going on trying to, like, diffuse the situation as much as possible, only because I really don't even know what the alignment of everyone is.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that while my big good-natured Goliath is doing something. There's a tiefling behind me preparing something quite nasty.
How do we know?
It's Krupp's turn. Thomas, what do you do?
Do his best.
Do your best.
What kind of hippie pacifist is that? He's gonna kind of like hold up his hand and you see a little red spark. He's just gonna lob it. We're gonna hit her with fireball.
All right.
So she gets a dexterity save.
Yep. Yep, she does.
And I get 10d6 worth of damage.
All right. Where's the fireball? Is it centered on her?
I want the woods to burn as well, so.
Isn't it lined?
No,
it's 150 foot range.
You pick where it lands and
detonates. So it's like a meteor type thing.
Shot puts it. That is a weird roll right there.
Oh. Natural 20.
Oh, well. Still half of 10d6.
Yeah, it's still a buttload of damage.
The fireball just goes right past Estelle. Feels a bit of warmness, and it's just back to being cool again.
20.
Zordikov is still doing his talk, and then suddenly, fireball.
While he's counting that, do I feel like this is a normal, like, just we're outside? I mean, you don't have to say exactly where we are, but I'm just trying to get a feel of, like, is this, like, a magical place?
It's a magical plane, non-material.
So it wouldn't be like, oh, I'm just outside, just somewhere else. Estella gets the feel of it. That she's like,
it's like a created like magical
pocket,
plane.
Like a pocket. Pocket plane, yeah.
Pocket plane.
So that will be 38 points of damage.
Already halved?
No, that needs to be halved. So halved to
19?
To 19.
So 19 points of damage. The fire just...
The trees didn't dodge it.
Yeah.
The trees did not dodge it.
It just ignites, and the fire kind of blocks the vision here. And the trees start to get a little bit engulfed as well. The plants start to rustle. And you see two of the children get pulled into the bushes. And three of the treants animate along with two bushes known as shambling mounds.
Oh.
And we'll see you next week.
Very risky.
If you'd like to know more, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at The Sleight of Hand Podcast and on Twitter at The Sleight of Hand PC or write a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, our email is thesleightofhandpodcast@gmail.com. All content is created and owned by The Sleight of Hand Podcast. All artwork created for podcasts are illustrated by Deco on Instagram at onebluewolf_AD or www.artstation.com/onebluewolf. Rules as played are based on D&D 5th edition mechanics. Stay rad and happy gaming.